You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, and I got my burrito.
You got a burrito?
From the bike to work day.
Oh, this is Stacy. Yes, from yesterday.
Didn't we talk to you yesterday?
The burrito mooch.
We did, but I was after the person who won.
Yeah, she didn't win, Dom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so how many burritos did you collect? That was your big thing yesterday, right? You just go and collect like 20 burritos.
Yeah, I got five.
Five.
And a new water bottle and a new canvas bag and then like a new hat. Get all the swag.
Boy, you got a lot of good stuff.
You like getting free stuff, don't you?
I do.
Well, I mean, they're there handing it out. You might as well take it.
I want to make them feel appreciated.
It's not like you're not stealing.
Okay.
You're not stealing. They're just handing it to you.
Do you ever bike to work on other days?
I have. It's just I usually drop my kids off on the way to work, so I have to convince them to bike.
Are you one of those people, though, that'll just take anything that's free that they're handing out?
No.
Are you that annoying person at Costco?
Come on, Stacey. You can admit it. Just say it.
Standing in the sample line.
Say it proud. Raise your hand and say, that's me. I take free stuff all the time.
Backing up traffic at Costco.
I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
So a fun thing that I used to like to do when we would be out and about with the radio station, and there's always like a little box and then entry slips. You come and fill out your name, fold it up, and put it in the box for a drawing. And usually it's stuff like concert tickets or tickets to, you know, Rockies game, something like that, right? But so many times people come up, they just start filling out the form, and they have no idea. And halfway through filling out the form, they would say, so what am I going to win? And it always amused me that they just are they're going to sign up no matter what it is. So I said, you get a free root canal with this. And they just would nod, like, okay, cool. And they'd finish filling out the form, put it in the box, and walk away.
Deal.
I know. Yeah. It's like, they're like, root canal? I'll take a root canal. Sure.
Why not? Stacy would take it.
Stacy's like, yeah, that's a. You heard what Stacy's reaction was? That's a good value right there.
Not bad.
That's really good.
That is.
Oh, you're funny. Hey, let's play Rattle Off. You didn't get to play yesterday. How about today?
No. We'll see if I'm lucky. If it's a category, I think I can do.
Well, it's about famous people. This one was suggested by our producer. He came in and he said...
Alarms. Go back to the things with alarms. I can do that.
Stacey,
you
don't get that happened.
We know you do like free stuff, but you don't get to pick your category for Rattle Off.
I know.
Josh came in and wanted the names of five famous people named Josh. Five famous people named Josh. Ready?
I'm going to be honest.
And
go.
Go.
Josh, the person who works with Dom and Jeremy. That's it.
One.
That's the only one I know. I don't know any Josh.
And he's not even that famous.
Josh Duhamel, maybe?
Hey, there you go. You got two.
See?
And many
with a
more.
Little more effort, instead of telling us how bad you were at it, you might have come up with a few more. Josh Brolin?
Josh Gad?
I have no idea who that is. Nope.
No? Olaf, the voice of Olaf.
I don't know names, but that's
you know
my
what?
Weakness in life.
All I know is you're not getting anything free out of us today.
Not today.
No. Nothing.
Darn it. I was hoping that would be my first concert ever.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, we're so glad you called. And listen, you be very careful riding your bike back home, okay?
Yeah. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being on the show. Who's next? Vince. Hey, Vince. Good morning. What are you doing?
I'm driving home.
From where?
From?
Dropping off the kids at the pool.
Just dumped them off and left. Nice.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh because to me, that's one of my favorite euphemisms of all time for going number two.
Oh, yeah. Dropping the kids.
Dropping the kids off at the pool. Sorry.
You heard that one before, Vince?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different,
but you just said it, so I chuckled like a fifth grader. What are you doing, Vince? I just dropped the kids off at the pool. A little too much information for us.
It's actually why I don't go to pools, because sometimes that is in there.
That's correct.
What do you do for a living, Vince?
I'm an investor.
Okay.
So really what's fun, your yeah. what's your investment advice today?
I don't have investment advice for today.
Really?
Well, you're a lousy investor then.
What do you invest in? Real estate or?
Private businesses, small businesses, mostly.
He's not going to tell us. No, he wants to keep it all for himself.
You make a lot of money?
From time to time.
What kind of car are you driving right now?
A Volvo SUV.
Yeah, those are pricey.
He's doing pretty well.
Doing all right.
That's probably about 80 grand. Yeah, that's good for you.
You're doing all right.
Good for you.
Well, that's cool.
Vince doesn't really want to have fun with us.
He doesn't.
We've tried three different tactics to get him to lighten up. He doesn't want to. That's fine.
Look, it's totally fine.
Are you nervous?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you're freaking out. You have somebody.
Why? There's only a million people listening to you. Why do you care?
You have somebody in the car with you, don't you?
Oh, yeah, my wife.
I could tell you're, like, looking over at her going, oh, I don't know what to say.
Did your wife make you call?
She did. She absolutely did.
I figured.
Has she been on the show with us recently?
No, she's, I'm the first-time caller. She's floored.
Put her on. I'd rather talk
to her.
Yeah,
just handle. What's her first name?
Carla.
Carla.
But they give the phone to Carla.
Yeah.
For God's
sake. All right,
sakes.
Here you go.
This will be better.
Carla.
Good morning, boys.
Quit making your husband
this?
Call.
What is this thing, Vince, you call, you talk to him? What is that?
Well, because I'm actually the one driving. He's in the passenger seat.
That's fine.
That's all right. So what?
You can multitask.
You'll be
super
fine.
Boring.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom, and I run a dog rescue on the side.
Well, that's two very difficult
dog
jobs.
Dog rescue. All right, that's
cool. Where
are my
dogs at? So is your house full of dogs all the time then?
No, my husband won't let me.
Really? That's probably smart.
You guys sound like a good pair together, you know? I feel like you're matched really well.
We like to think so.
Yeah. What's the best thing about your husband?
Is he a good kisser?
I don't know. He's really smart.
Is he?
Did you just say you don't know if your husband is a good kisser?
I did. Yeah.
She's going for brains over lips, it sounds like.
Do you guys not make out anymore?
Not so much. Not with two little kids.
Oh, come on. I have two kids, and I'm trying to get on my wife every day.
The kids aren't with you 24 hours a day.
The
They're at the pool right now. This is prime time for you guys.
You should be all over each other.
Well, we are almost home.
Yeah.
Oh, you make it sound like something's going to happen, and Jeremy and I don't think anything
Nothing
is
will happen. You'll be like,
you're going to go in and start looking at stocks and bonds.
You're the smartest, and your paycheck is huge.
And labradoodles. I mean, you know. Where did you meet this guy?
We met at work.
Okay.
I am giving
Who made
up.
The first I'm... move?
I did.
Did you? How'd
what was
go?
Your come on? What was your pickup line to him?
You know, that just kind of happened over time, but I'm sure it was something about a massage. I think he'd tell you.
You wanted
you
to give
offered
a
to give your husband to be
no,
a
like
massage.
I
that
needed,
was your pickup line. I'll give you a massage.
No, like I needed one, not that.
Oh,
would you please give me a massage? I mean, that's
like
pretty forward.
Like a naked massage.
Man.
Yes, I am a pretty forward person.
Well, hey, it worked, it sounds like.
You want to play Rattle Off with us? Or do you want him to play?
Put him back on.
Okay, we'll let him play.
No.
He's supposed
to
put you back on?
Yeah, put
him back on. You too.
She was boring, too.
I don't know, Vince. You too.
You two are the boring family.
You're not really spark plugs, are you?
I hope you guys canceled out when you had kids and your kids have personalities.
Kids are going to be rambunctious, I think. This would be one of the few times in the history of this show that I would invite people's kids over and not the people. So. Yeah.
Well, I should call back more often.
We are totally crucifying you, aren't we?
Come on. You're being good sports. This is what we do. We kid because we love. All right. I've already been accused of being rude to people today. We kid because we love. Some people just don't get it.
Let's play this game.
Vince. 10 seconds. Vince, are you Vincenzo? Vincent, what's your full name?
Vincent.
Okay, Vincent. I like that. I like Vincent. 10 seconds, cowboy. The letter is C, as in clown. C. Give us 5 cities or towns that begin with the letter C. And no help from your wife. 5 cities or towns that start with C. Ready and go.
Chicago, Cincinnati, Columbus, Colorado.
That's a state.
No. Out of Springs.
If you did Springs. And then you got Castle Springs. Rock and Centennial. You got a bunch in the
and
area.
And many too. More.
Well, you were close.
Well, we'll just let you guys
I'd like to say it's been your day. I would like to say it's been fun talking to you, Vince. I'd really like to say that.
It was nice meeting you both.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yeah, see you later.
Thank you for being a good sport. You guys are fun. We appreciate you. We just pick on people.
Truly a couple, like a boring couple, though, right? Am I right?
I'm not saying that. Those words did not come out of my mouth. But I did invite their kids to a party and not them. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What are you up to today?
Driving up to the mountains.
Okay, what are you going to do up there?
My son and daughter-in-law and granddaughters are visiting, and we're going to go walk around, play at the pool, maybe ride the Georgetown train.
Touristy stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a good time.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure, you don't want to drive up just a little further and go to, like, Silverthorne and Frisco?
Go walk around.
Georgetown's nice, but all right.
You're big on just walking around, aren't you?
Go hang out at the pool.
Okay, awesome. Like that's a pool good. In Georgetown or a pool down here?
A pool up in Keystone.
Ah, Keystone. There
oh, okay,
go.
Very good.
Now we're getting better.
Good.
That'll be good. That'll be nice.
I don't know if they still do it, but I remember years ago up at Winter Park, you know, they at the ski area, they had all sorts of fun summer activities because you got the alpine slide for one thing.
Yeah.
But then they had all sorts of other, like a maze and a bunch of other things like that that were really, really cool for kids that you could take them up to play around.
So. Bounce house.
Yeah. My granddaughters are only 2.
Oh, really? They probably wouldn't do too good in a bounce house.
Take them into the middle of the maze and leave them, and then just...
Maybe mountain biking.
Let the 2-year-olds find their way out.
They'd probably like mountain biking. Do you spoil your grandkids? Are you one of those grandmas?
I am. I totally spoil them.
Really? Giving them candy and junk food and puppies?
No puppies, but...
Yeah, I didn't think so.
They have their own puppies.
Yeah, okay. That's just
all right, let's play some Rattle Off. Sherry, are you ready for us?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Good. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different things that have handles. Things that have handles. Ready and go.
A car, a bicycle,
speaker. Oh, boy. Suitcase.
Suitcase has a handle, sure. A computer bag.
A satchel, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A purse.
You didn't get it, Sherry.
Sherry, I'm sorry.
Bummer.
I feel the same way.
Truer words were never spoken,
it's
Sherry.
That's a big bummer, Sherry.
Big bummer. Listen, you drive carefully. Have a great time in the hills, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for being a good sport, too. We have a lot of good sports today. Well, let's see if Nick keeps it up. Hey, Nick, good morning.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure right now listening to all these people.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it'd be easy, but everybody else is struggling.
Would you have gotten any of these that we've done so far?
I mean, I feel like it, but that's easy to say when I'm on the other end.
Yeah, now you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we were being a little too harsh with people today, or, Nick, were we saying exactly what you were thinking?
I think the first one was pretty funny. I think it was Stacy with the free stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's a mooch, huh? Yeah.
Stacy with the free stuff.
Mooch and Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I definitely thought about the kids dropping off at the pool. I definitely thought that as well.
You're thinking about pooping?
Everybody thought that. What's your line of work?
I'm on vacation right now. I'm a delivery driver, though, normally. So I'm hanging out with the kids today. Okay. And I have my youngest. He'll hit double digits on America's birthday as well.
Oh, really? That's a big birthday then.
So there's a fireworks display every year for his birthday.
Absolutely, and he doesn't let us forget.
That's right. So do you do a theme at all, or is it always just like a 4th of July birthday?
Different things, yeah. We've done an airplane one and all kinds of different things.
Occasionally my birthday will fall on Thanksgiving, and growing up, my mom would always get me a turkey cake every freaking birthday. I'd have a birthday cake shaped like a turkey.
Mm. Yeah.
She just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
You know, better than a birthday cake that tastes like a turkey.
True that. Who do you deliver for, Nick?
After Christmas.
Who do you deliver for?
Who? UPS.
Brown.
Did you get AC?
Did you get air conditioning in your truck yet?
Not yet, no.
It's coming?
No. They say it is. They say it is.
Good.
I had a UPS driver in my neighborhood on my little cul-de-sac yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I was leaving the house to go for a walk. And he was across on the other side of the cul-de-sac with his truck backed in. It didn't even need to be backed in. I think he's just somebody who loves to back. Anyway, he saw me walking out of my house and he yelled over at me. He goes, "Hey, are you at, you know," and he gave me the address. I go, "Yes." He says, "Hold on." So rather than driving over to me, he just went and got his stuff handed to me. But here's my observation. Biggest traditional hippie I've seen in years. This guy was like the epitome of hippies that you would see in movies from years ago. Yes.
You have tie-dye shirt on?
He had his little UPS uniform on, but his hair, his style, his language, everything he said, I think he even gave me a peace and a peace sign.
It's pretty chill.
Total hippie. And it was hilarious.
So
that's my story. I'm as boring as the investment, dude.
Listen, I will tell you.
It's rubbed off on me.
I will tell you, the UPS driver in my neighborhood always impresses me because she catches me outside quite a bit, and she'll walk up and hand me the box, and she'll say, like, what it is. Like, I don't know if she gives it a little jiggle. I don't know if you're like this, Nick, but she's like at 75% correct most of the time. So I don't know if she sees where
X-ray specs every day then, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if she knows where it's coming from or whatever. It happened again 2 days ago. She walked up and she goes, here's your dog food. And it was just in a brown box.
Yeah, she can see who it's from.
I don't know if she's got a really good nose and she's sniffing it out.
Yeah.
Well, when it's from Purina, she's pretty, she's not that bad.
Say where it was from, though. It didn't.
I'm the exact opposite. When somebody asks me what it is, I say, it's a package. I don't know.
Nick.
Oh, we're back to the investment, dude, now. It's rubbing off on you, too.
All right, Nick. We better play this game immediately.
All right.
10 seconds. By the way, there have been some people, when we have done this category for Rattle Off in the past, they have cheated, and they've tried throwing in, like, card games. I'm not standing for that, Nick. I want, in 10 seconds, five board games. They're actual board games, B-O-A-R-D, that you play. Ready and go.
Monopoly, Candyland, Chutes and Ladders, Hi-Ho Cheerio, and Catan.
You truly have children. I mean, like...
Those all count.
I think those do all count.
Hi-Ho Cheerio. Just the fact that you said it. And Chutes and Ladders. Yes. Catan, is that a board? Is there an actual board for that?
Well, you put the board together yourself.
Oh,
so
Josh said yes.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a board game, that's fine.
It's a board game.
I mean, we would have accepted chess and checkers. Those are board games, right? So
You got it.
I got to say, you're a...
Winner! You delivered a win, Nick.
I did this for my 16-year-old. He heard you guys yesterday, and he got all excited about John Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're going.
You're going to be there. You have to figure out who you're going to take. So we'll let, let your family fight
hopefully
over.
Hopefully the 16-year-old.
Hmm.
Yeah. The one who is excited.
Listen, you stand by. Josh is going to circle around here and tell you all about it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye, Nick.
Thank you. No, Nick, thank you. Thank you for also being a good sport. Everybody has been a mostly good sport today. Let's see if Vicky keeps it going. Hi, Vicky. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today?
Oh, cleaning up after a weekend camping trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you gotta put everything away.
That's the worst part of camping. Ugh. It's the packing and then coming home and unpacking. I hate it.
And everything smells like smoke.
Yes, ma'am. 100%.
Isn't that one of the worst things ever is having to clean out a cooler when all the ice is melted and it's just a puddle of water with like baggies of carrots and stuff floating around in there?
Yep.
I hate that.
Yep.
I always want to give the cleaning out the ice chest job to somebody else. That's just foul.
It's kind of gross.
Where'd you go camping?
Golden Gate State Park.
Yep. That's good. Do you do tent camp? Are you in an RV?
We still tent.
Do you? You're truly
that
roughing
school,
it.
Man,
sleeping on the rocks.
Well, yeah.
Peeing in the woods. And
too old for just the thermal rest.
Do you pee in the woods, or do you go places where they have little porta potties?
Actually, this one is really nice. It actually has flush toilets.
Whoa, oh, okay. High roller.
Yeah, look at you.
Usually, you
what's
just
your go-to
a
camping food?
Oh, I make hobo packs.
What?
What packs?
You know what those are? Uh-uh. Hobo packs. We call them hobo packs. It's like ground beef and roasted potatoes, like diced roasted potatoes and vegetables. And you know, just cook them all up together, and then I put them in foil, so you just throw it on the fire.
Spell it.
Hobo, like a drifter.
H-O-B-O.
Hobo packs.
Like
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, like, hulla packs. I was like, what's a hulla pack?
Ain't no hulla pack, girl. Yeah, hobo packs. It's just a mishmash.
We should play
stuff.
That song.
That sounds tasty. I'd eat that.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of prep beforehand before you go. And
oh, yeah. We've That's tried smart. The Let's Cook from Scratch up there, and it's just...
Yeah.
You're like, smart. Screw that. I'm not doing that.
Too much cleaning and too much burning.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Well, I'm glad you had fun, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
One of our better trips.
The How often do you go camping?
We try to go at least once a year, maybe twice a year. Lately, the kids have gotten older, so it's once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year, that's it. Because most people I've found who are campers tend to go fairly often in the nice weather months, but you're just like one. You're like one, and then you're good for another year, huh?
When the kids were younger, we could make it like almost three or four times in the summer.
Too many activities now. Yeah, that's why I'm considering selling my camper. Actually, is because we have every weekend is booked through the end of September. Actually, right now. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Time to sell it.
Take that money.
Yeah. We're thinking about
just invest it, and then when the kids are gone, you can buy a nicer camper for just you and Nicole to go.
I would like a little RV that we can travel around.
There you go.
Camp in Walmart parking lots and then hit the road again. And
Vicky, do you feel like we were too mean to people today, or is everything okay?
You're fine.
All good.
Boring ones, too. So.